Barry Today invited members of City Council to write a year-end column. The following is from Barry Mayor Alex Nuttall. As we close out 2024, I am proud to reflect on the incredible progress Barry City Council has made over the past year. One of our greatest accomplishments has been improving Barry's fiscal health. This year, our credit rating improved from A, stable, to A+, positive, reflecting disciplined financial stewardship by council and city staff. With initiatives such as freezing taxes on the city's operating budget, canceling stormwater taxation, and completing the County of Simcoe's value for money audit, we've saved over $65 million for residents. Looking ahead, we're on track to achieve a 0% increase on the city's operating budget until 2026, enhancing affordability for all. Infrastructure improvements have also been a key focus. From breaking ground on the Allendale Transit Terminal to completing the Brine Drive South extension ahead of schedule, we've prioritized connectivity and road repairs. The Infrastructure Investment Fund has ensured a 2% annual increase in capital revenue and ensure potholes are addressed promptly and effectively through our online reporting tools. Job creation has been a significant highlight this year, with Barry attracting substantial investments and solidifying its reputation as a growing hub for manufacturing and health sector jobs. We are committed to ensuring that residents can live and work in Barry without the need to commute up Highway 400. By working with neighboring communities and the province, we're actively working to secure and optimize employment lands, paving the way for well-paying, sustainable job opportunities. These efforts not only drive economic growth but also enhance quality of life by fostering a vibrant local workforce and reducing the time and cost of commuting. On affordable housing, we've made meaningful progress. With over 2,497 dwelling units started since 2023 and $32 million in secured funding, we're tackling housing supply challenges head-on. Programs like the Housing Community Improvement Plan, CIP, and surplus city-owned land initiatives are driving these efforts. In efforts to assist the most vulnerable in our community, Council has committed to a $1.65 million investment over 2 years to address chronic homelessness. With this additional investment, we've been able to expand vital resources, including warming services, family reunification, and enhanced community meal programs. We've also managed to end the prisoner drop-off in Barry's downtown, ensuring that over 440 individuals are no longer left on the side of the road in a city they don't know left to fend for themselves. This change has not only improved outcomes for those individuals, but also alleviated additional pressures on our local social service agencies. Safety remains paramount. By increasing patrol officers in our downtown core, implementing traffic calming measures throughout the city, and prioritizing park cleanups, we've enhanced neighborhood security. In response to resident concerns about encampments in parks, I signed a joint appeal to the Premier in October of 2024, asking for the tools to ensure safer parks and public spaces. Encampments have posed challenges such as open drug use, fires, and violence, making parks unsafe for families and difficult for city services to manage. Premier Ford's response to the appeal announced recent legislative changes that will allow communities to address these issues effectively, restoring safety while supporting those in need. In October, Council passed a motion supporting the province's Heart Hub initiative and endorsing the County of Simcoe's application to establish a Heart Hub in Barrie. This initiative aims to address addiction and chronic homelessness, complementing our streamlined processes for affordable and transitional housing projects and emphasizing mental health and rehabilitative services. Our recreational facilities have never been more inclusive. From Painswick Park's accessible playground to the approval of the Waterfront Master Plan, we're creating spaces for everyone to connect and stay active. The ecological offsetting policy, including planting 1,000 trees along our waterfront, ensures these spaces thrive for generations. To learn more about upcoming recreation and community improvements, visit barry.ca/budget to see what Council has approved to come to fruition in the coming years. Downtown revitalization efforts have been transformative. We celebrated Kennedy's Lakeside Grocery Store's opening, Georgian College's downtown expansion announcement, and they approved a new performing arts center coming soon to our beautiful waterfront. Most exciting, the promise of a university in Barrie is becoming a reality, with Lakehead University's STEM Hub arriving in 2026 to anchor a new era of innovation. As we close the year, I extend my heartfelt gratitude to Barrie's residents and public servants. Your dedication makes this progress possible. Together, we've built a stronger, more vibrant city, and the best is yet to come. Wishing you and your loved ones a joyous new year. Thank you for trusting me to serve as your mayor.